You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio. Hello, welcome back to Ancient Voices. I am Amber Highland. The symbolism of thread is essentially that of the relation existing between all states of being. This symbolism is clearly expressed in the Upanishads, where thread links this world to the other world and to all beings. Because thread is linked to a main center, thread must, in all things, be followed back to its source. This reminds me of Aryanid's thread. Not only was the link between the outside world and the center of the labyrinth, but it was also the link allowing us to go and travel between the realm of darkness to the realm of light. On the cosmic plane, a distinction should be made between the threads of the warp and the threads of the weft. The warp connects worlds and states of being. The weft represents the prescribed and temporal development of each state of being and of each world. Taoists associate thread with the backward and forward motion of the shuttle across the loom, life and death, evolution and involution of manifestation. The Rigveda sees weaving as the symbol of the rhythm of life and its endless alternation. Throughout the Mediterranean basin, spinning and weaving are associated with the necessary participation of the woman in the work of creation. We express who we are through what we create and use, through our technologies. And the technology of traditional societies is based on the application of metaphysical principles to practical ends. This is particularly clear in the case of the fiber arts. Knotting, weaving, spinning, and basketry, where a worldwide symbolism exists which appears to have its origins in Paleolithic times. There is an underlying historical continuity to this symbolism that survives but has been forced underground with the rise of rationalism. These traditions survived into the 20th century in more remote parts of the world, but they were generally no longer understood. Several years ago, I read an essay about the cultural importance of weaving to the Maya people. Within the Maya creation, it is revealed that the moon goddess, Ixchel, whom they refer to as their grandmother, taught the first woman how to weave at the beginning of time. Since then, Maya mothers have taught their daughters from generation to generation uninterruptedly for 3,000 years how to wrap themselves around the loom and produce exquisite cloth. In addition to its important religious and social aspects, historically, weaving has been central to indigenous women's economic contribution to their households. In a traditional Maya context, when a girl is born, the midwife presents her with the different instruments of weaving and tells her, as she hands her each instrument, that these are the tools that will help her life, these are the tools that will help her feed her, these are the tools that will support her family. For 5 centuries, Maya women have transmitted through weaving esoteric designs that encoded the Mayan vision of the world. In this manner, the work of weavers was essential for the survival of important elements of ancient culture. Hidden between the warp and the weft, these sacred symbols and beliefs escaped the fate of the indigenous writings that were destroyed by Spanish priests and authorities. There's no question that weavers also integrated elements from other cultures into their textiles. Through the centuries, the Maya have been compelled to incorporate elements from other cultures into their own work. These foreign elements would be reinterpreted by the Maya to fit within their own cultural context, symbols, and associations. The Aztecs considered weaving as the epitome of a female's aspect. Gender identity was not based on intrinsic physical qualities such as genitals or secondary sexual characteristics. It was based on dress and the instruments of work. For instance, the Aztecs represented a goddess with a loincloth and cape, which is traditional male dress for them. In this way, they were able to express the masculine nature of the woman goddess's behavior. Why was spinning and weaving central in defining femaleness? Well, the most important reason is found in the economic contribution of weaving. Weaving provided for both Aztec women and contemporary Maya women the most important link to a larger economy. Tribute was paid in cloth, and it was also a common market currency. The more cloth a weaver produced, the more her household prospered. Currently, Maya women continue to weave in addition to their own and their family's cloths to obtain a needed income. Maya women love to weave because weaving keeps them connected to their ancestors and to the sacred universe. This has been Ancient Voices with Amber Highland. I wish you peace and grace.